The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, January 3, 2023. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs website, the President of the Government of Canary Islands, Ángel Víctor Torres Pérez, will visit Cuba starting next February 4. Born in 1966, Ángel Víctor Torres Pérez is a Spanish teacher and politician, Secretary General of the PSUI, and President of the Government of the Canary Islands since July 16, 2019. The note adds that during this stay in our country, the visitor will hold talks with Cuban authorities and carry out other activities of interest. Strong historical and cultural ties unite Cuba and the Canary Islands. Cuban Minister of Justice Oscar Silvera noted on Thursday, after the conclusion of the lawsuit filed against the National Bank and the Caribbean country, that CRF Unlimited is not, nor has been, a creditor of its country. The minister pointed out that CRF Vulture Fund tried to appropriate Cuba's debt through illegal acts, and evidence was shown in this regard during the trial in the High Court of England. According to Silvera, there is evidence showing that at a time as delicate as the passage of Hurricane Irma, they tried to put pressure on Cuba and establish this legal claim. He added that after an alleged unfavorable ruling, the Vulture Fund would try to prevent the free flow of funds to and from Cuba to block the country's access to international financial markets effectively, according to the Granma newspaper. The Minister of Justice stressed that CFR has tried to discredit Cuba by using a judicial proceeding as a basis, which, as has been said, is of a commercial nature. They lie and cheat because they are not right, he stressed. If they were right, they would be objective, he pointed out. The Minister of Justice informed that some of the representatives of CFR violated the rules of the court with illegal behaviors that were notified to the police by the British court, and an investigation into the facts is currently underway. He noted that Cuba's defenders have full support and confidence and have shown their professionalism, ethics, and legal rigor during the process. During his intervention at the Eurasian Intergovernmental Council, Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz expressed Cuba's willingness to deepen relations with the Eurasian Economic Union. Marrero specified that the Caribbean nation, as an observer state of the Eurasian Economic Union, reiterates its commitment to enhance its insertion in that integration mechanism. Marrero also stressed that during the past year, marked by great economic turbulences and international tensions, the Union demonstrated its capacity to face and successfully overcome such challenges. And in the international agenda, we have that the Brazilian Secretary of Public Security of the Federal District, Sandro Avelar, affirmed that the police forces deployed to contain the coup attempt last January 8th are being investigated to determine failures and possible omissions. In 2013, there were several episodes with protesters and a much higher number than on January 8th, and the military police behaved very well, and nothing more serious happened on those occasions, Avelar said during an interview. On that date, with calls for military intervention and rejection of the assumption to power by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, extremist groups supporting Jair Bolsonaro invaded and ransacked the headquarters of the National Congress, the Federal Supreme Court, and the presidency. The secretary said that it is necessary to verify if the indispensable means, units with competence to deal with this type of demonstration were used, which apparently did not happen on January 8th, giving rise to these unfortunate events, which are the subject of investigation. due to the recovery of institutionalism after the quick reaction of the government, especially of Lula, who ordered the federal intervention of public security in the DF, the situation came under control in over 4 hours. The president recently stated that there was a failure of the government's intelligence services that did not warn about the coup attempts. Meanwhile, an eventual eruption of the Cotopaxi volcano could affect 700,000 people in Ecuador, while experts warn of an increase in seismic signals inside the Colossus. This Friday morning, the Geophysical Institute of the National Polytechnic School reported that the cloud of gases and ashes coming out of its interior reaches a kilometer in height. The head of the Secretariat of Risk Management, Christian Torres, explained that they are working on 3 possible scenarios, including the one considered less probable, which is an eruption with the presence of strong lahars affecting the north and south drainages of the volcano as in 1877. In this case, he warned, 4 municipalities would be directly affected and the effects would reach 7,000 citizens. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.